At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, shout out to Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. Great day to test drive again.
Great day to test drive like that. Maybe get them to donate a car to Cedars.
Could happen.
Maybe at that... David, so you
put
get
it
that,
past
that.
Them.
David from Renew.
Slash Warhorse slash Anderson.
And Warhorse, and then now Anderson.
Yes.
Let's see if we can donate a car, David. That'd be great.
Or a van.
Yes, or a van. But they'd like a van. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. You see them dropping kids off at Hartley, right?
Yeah, their vans are parked over there a lot. I see, yeah. It says Cedars, very, very...
Bold?
Yes, and it's nice. Nicely done. The Thank vans you. Are very nice.
What did you have? So you had a text in.
We had a couple things to address here on the show before we move on. From the YouTube chat, I love the fact that people are just, they chat in right away. They comment. They do.
It's like
all over the place.
It's like we're in a chat room.
Now, Rising City is population like 380. It's,
yes.
It's a D2 town that consolidates with Shelby now. It's Shelby Rising City.
Yeah.
But on the YouTube chat, of the 300 plus people, we have Carla. Who says, thanks for the shout out for the RC pit stop. I went to Carla's Facebook page. It says she lives in Rising City.
Oh, God.
And my mom is a friend of hers, apparently, because she's from Rising City as well. So apparently my mom knows Carla, or at least a friend of Carla's on Facebook.
She listens to us?
Who was listening to us live during that part about when we talked about the RC pit stop, which has great food.
We have a Rising City listener. Bill, please address this.
If she could please reach out to one more person in Rising City to listen, we would love to do
today.
That. I would like to do a live remote from RC Pit Stop.
I'd do it.
Yes.
It'd be something.
3 for 3. Let's
I'm
do it.
I'm telling you right there. We'll tell you what. We'll go up the night before. We'll stay in the hotel. It's a nice little spot.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay.
Yeah.
They used to have
a motel. When you walk out the door, you're outside.
Okay.
You can be in your car in about 12 seconds.
They used to have a mini putt-putt course in Rising City. Mm-hmm. I would play that for like 6 hours at a time when I went to see my grandparents. I'd say, oh, see you
when
in a couple
was this?
This is late 90s,
ago?
Late 90s, probably.
Late 90s.
Maybe by there still early 2000s, potentially still there.
You
but
hung
going
out
late
in
90s
Rising City.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I've spent days and weeks in Rising City.
When did the pit stop get redone? Because that place, it's incredible.
The pit stop is in the last 5 to 6 years.
There's also
is that right off the road?
It's right on the highway.
What's her name again?
That's Carla. I listen every day, by the way. She's with
Carla,
us.
Could you chime in and go to the pit stop thing and see if the sign, take a picture if the sign's still there? Because it freaks me out. If you go to the bathroom, you walk in, the bathroom's right to the right. There's a sign right there. It says, FYI, the door doesn't lock.
I've seen that
I'm like,
sign.
Okay, all right. This kind of bothers me a little bit.
It's all right.
Why can't we get a lock?
But also, if you open the door, there's not like a turn or anything. You're there.
Okay, you're in.
But my question would be, after seeing it for... maybe a year, I just think you could have fixed the door. I think you could have just put a new knob on.
I'm with Bill on this. But come on.
How about this one? How about this one? Just a latch. The old school, just a latch. Just kind of latch it.
Latch.
Yeah. The three of us would put a latch in 4 or 5 minutes. We'd be fine. We have a latch in. But they've went over a year and a half with a big sign that says, FYI,
we like
the door doesn't
lock. We
love
Rising City. We love the pit stop. We just wish maybe there was a lock that was in place.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on. Keep talking. I've also got a text message.
Boy, I got several people saying that their chicken salad sandwiches are incredible at this place.
Yeah, that's what.
So several people are backing it up, though.
That's what Matthew said.
Yeah.
We've got
Thomas,
a couple others
Thomas
also saying
text
that.
In. Yeah. And then he said that the kolaches are incredible. Then they have a real fried egg breakfast sandwich. So when they have the egg, it's a true crack the egg open.
Ooh.
And that's from Tom. And Tom runs all banking in Nebraska. He oversees it.
God, that sounds good, a fried egg sandwich. Yeah.
We have one more comment from Carla. She says, I will let Ken know he needs to fix the bathroom door lock.
She knows that it's just funny.
We're getting publicity now for the RC Pit Stop.
Take a picture of the sign for us.
The RC Pit Stop.
RC Pit Stop.
It's the gas station. It's so nice. It's beautiful.
And you just whip in, and it's right there, Steve. I mean, right there.
I think I've probably
That was the place that I was going to see my parents one time, and I'd gotten off the show, and I get out at RC Pit Stop, and it's probably, I don't know, 10, 15. Guy pulls up getting gas. He goes, "Badam, Bill Bush, I just listened to your show. What are you doing in Rising City?" Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
You just said, why not? Why wouldn't I be here?
That's not, you don't go to Pender. You don't go to Pender? You go to Pender through Rising City?
You can. Absolutely. But that would be nowhere near there. So it'd be completely out of the, it'd be not even close to being anywhere you go. If you leave Lincoln, right, go through Rising City, you've doubled your drive to Pender.
Anywho, but yeah, it's Rising City.
How do you not know where this is?
I do. But, okay. But I thought you said you're going to see your mom and dad.
What's that? They live in Creighton. They have for the last 30 years.
I grew up in Pender. Live in Creighton.
They don't live in Pender.
No, they haven't. They moved from Pender in 1988, so it's been a pretty good run.
So Creighton makes sense to me then.
Yes. Okay. We got this covered, though, Rising
City. One last thing in Rising City before we move on.
Carla.
Plainsman of 85 says, back in the day, Rising City had one of the first strip malls in the 70s.
I'll be damned.
Well, how big was Rising City at his heyday? Like, how big was it? I wasn't there until the 90s.
When the word first came out, I thought I was going to say the first strip club.
No,
and
strip
I was like,
malls.
Wow.
Was one
like,
of the
okay.
first strip
we
malls.
We would have known that.
Didn't know that. It would have been just like Wishbone.
Yeah.
We were there at the same time.
Oh, God.
Been there.
But damn. You mean too.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
We were together.
Rising City Strip Club.
We weren't together. It was a strip mall.
A strip mall. The strip mall, not a club.
No. God, Jake.
Last one before we move. This is not Rising City. Someone says,
Rising City.
Back to the festival off the bat of the show.
Yes.
Someone said, I saw Jake at SIP Nebraska Festival wearing his backpack with a pink water bottle. What was his favorite brew? That's from Witches.
Witches.
That was Scotland's water bottle. And the backpack
was probably.
How about
Jake with the backpack on?
That was her carrying Scotland's stuff, you know?
That was you carrying Scotland's stuff.
Do you still push a stroller in case she gets a little tired?
We did not have the stroller because she likes to walk a lot now.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah. She wants out.
Yeah. She's just all running everywhere.
Free Scotland.
Yeah. She does not like the stroller.
Yes.
Occasionally will walk, but.
This Rising City conversation turned incredible.
It did.
Tom, thank you for texting.
I wish I knew more about it. I lived right over there. I still don't know that.
Now, Jaron, before we move on, final thing. as we're bringing all these things together. Jaron from Parkview Animal Hospital. We love Parkview. We love Jaron.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says this.
He takes care of Sugar's doctor.
He says, my brother-in-law owned Wishbones at one point.
Okay.
Jaron.
Okay. Right. Okay. Stop.
Jaron, we have brought Wishbones up many times right. this show.
Where's he?
Wait a second. Where's he from?
So me and Sipple and Duke, we're all in Wishbones at the same time.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
And Jaron's brother-in-law owned it.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Wishbones, which is now a casino.
Yeah, is that that's right?
Well, it's the same area.
Same.
They did not remodel Wishbones.
It would have smelled like urine.
Yeah, there was a lot of urine smell. A lot of when you walked in, it was beer and urine. Yes.
Great smell.
But they had a great stage.
They
always, you know what they had, Jake? Live music. It was never
every
like
every Thursday night. That's yeah,
you can
I
trust
went.
A place yeah. with live.
It wasn't like, let's go to Wishbones and hear the DJ.
And they come in from other towns and everything, like David City girls would come. And men yeah. would come in. But yeah, it was super fun. It was super,
it
was super
people.
Fun. They had good bands.
Yeah, when you hit Wishbones, and it was never really that hard to get in as a minor. It was like you just had to have a somewhat of a plan.
It was harder to get in if you're 21.
If you're actually of age.
Of age, yeah. We're serving mostly to minors tonight.
Let's go down the road to the bar.
This is high school night. Oh, so no beer? Oh, no, there's beer.
It's not for you.
It's just high school night.
Yeah. And you did your famous thing. Yeah. I got turned down a lot by girls, but you just do that thing where you wave them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it where you walk by. You're walking by, you point to her, and go like this, and she either gives you that all right, or the nope, and you just keep walking.
Just move on.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, yeah. So that was better. If you had to walk up, because Jake...
Oh, it's hard to
Jake,
do.
You had to ask people to dance.
I got turned down a lot.
So you had to go up and say, excuse me, would you like to dance? And then sometimes you get to this one, I'd love to, I really don't like this song. That means, so you know, in that, no, I have no interest in ever dancing with you.
Yeah. Sometimes they look at you like you're crazy, too.
You think you could dance with me, really?
Yeah.
You and me?
Yeah. That's why if you do the walk, and you're about 10 yards away, just do this, this. And then you get turned down, she gives you this and the old, no. And you just keep walking, and no one's affected. It's beautiful.
You just carry on.
Yeah, just carry on
to the next.
You didn't even
on to the next.
And then your buddies are laughing. You just kind of keep right on cruising. It's like whatever, you know.
Go to the bar, get a beer.
Yeah,
if you don't need one.
If you don't need one, you keep walking. You act very purposeful. Yeah, you don't just kind of wander around. You go right to do something.
God, I wish I would have known that. That and the airplane thing. I wish I would have known that stuff.
We all try to learn things on this show from each other.
Yeah, we've learned a lot.
We've learned.
We don't have to talk to people.
When did it stop? Did it stop on this one weekend where you no longer had to ask someone to dance? When did that end?
I don't know when that ended.
It's not there anymore. There's none of that anymore. Zero. Zero.
It was a character builder.
Yeah, it was. And Jake, you took some shots.
Oh, you did.
You took some bullets.
Now, you got some good ones, too, though.
Jake, it was a whole social.
Sometimes it hit.
It was a whole social scene because you had to eye when you look at the girls like, okay, now. She's talking to that guy. Was that her boyfriend? Right. I don't know. And then you try to figure it out a little bit. Yeah, you kind of do that type of a thing.
Oh, and there's a whole lot that went into it. Like, you kind of saw, like, is that in my league? Where am I at? We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. I'll tell you one thing. Me and Sip, we found out.
Oh, we found out.
I'll tell you one thing we didn't do. We didn't just go home.
What was your guys' success rate, you think, there?
I don't know.
Were you batting 300?
I did pretty good with David City.
Yeah. I did better too out of town because it was kind of like sometimes you got when you did this one then you get the unique young ladies be going like why not this guy just did that you know instead of being like excuse me is your name Katrina would you like to dance no sometimes does this one sometimes you get the one that's like she's pretty cool like you know what right or wrong I'm gonna dance with this guy because of this is what it is
yeah.
And then you had to dance.
You did.
Yeah, then you had to dance.
The pressure's really on.
Yeah, then you
had
to dance.
You had to do it.
Yeah, you had to do it. And that was a lot also. This thing went deep.
Yeah, so much.
Oh, man, that was better times.
This all comes back to Rising City. Amazing.
This all goes back to
Rising City.
And Wishbones. And Sugar's doctor called in.
Yeah, Jaron.
Yeah.
It's Jaron from Parkview.
Okay. God. And his brother owned.
Brother-in-law.
Hey, let me ask you this. Jaron, does your brother-in-law have any sort of memorabilia? Because we wouldn't mind some memorabilia from Wishbones. If there's anything
there
from
there.
There
was memorabilia.
His memorabilia had to be really sweet.
They had, I mean, wasn't there a couple areas where you could buy There was a bar. There was definitely a bar in the back.
There was a bar that they would have like hats and stuff like that.
Yeah. Did you dance up close to the stage?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go up close?
When you could, here's the deal.
I just wish I could see this place so I could like visualize it all.
When you couldn't dance with it, you wanted to get in the middle of everybody because then you were kind of restricted and it didn't really point out any flaws.
Right.
You know, type of things. You want to get right in the middle of things. Yeah.
Jake, it was a legit dance floor.
I'm not doubting that.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just, it was a dance floor. Like, it was surrounded. It was almost like a bull ring.
Yeah, and it was like, and you sat around and you washed it. It's kind
of
like,
a lot of wood.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wood.
The whole thing was wood.
Yeah.
It would have been, it's just stain, it would have been years.
That thing would have, if it would have burned down, it would have really went up quick.
All right, on that note, that's our throwback to the past.
There was no marble. There
Columbus.
Was no granite. Not any granite.
Poof.
Wood. It just would have went. And remember when me and Sipper there, people were smoking inside.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, smoking inside.
This is better times, of course.
Sorry, Jake.
When we come back, an Iowa stat for you next on Early Break on the Ticket.